Hey everyone, thanks for watching. This is the SQL Server 2016 Developer Training Kit. In this introduction video, we're going to learn about some of the cool features introduced in SQL Server 2016. And in this video, we're specifically talk about one of the cool features, StretchDB. I'm your host, Scott Klein. With me is Joey D'Antoni.
So in this module in the training kit, we're going to talk about a lot. You're going to learn about kind of the general overview of what's going on new in SQL Server, and we're going to go in depth on a couple of features. But Scott, the first thing I really wanted to talk about is like all the new features we're getting in SQL 2016.
Yeah. So it's really interesting because it's been stated, and you've probably heard this, that this release of SQL Server is probably one of the most significant release of SQL Server. Probably in over a decade, mm-hmm. and quite a long time, just because of the most significant features like StretchDB and Polybase mm-hmm. and things like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the development cycle has been extremely accelerated, and we mm-hmm. see that, and it's so helpful that Microsoft is developing first for Azure SQL DB,
yep.
because they get a place to test features and really get good user feedback.
Yeah, cloud first.
Yeah. I mean, you really see that with some of the security features. So we'll talk about it in depth in the security module, but with security, those features have been in Azure for a
while.
Yeah, so like row level security, always encrypted, and
dynamic data masking.
Yeah, those have all been since about June of last year, I think. So getting that kind of testing and that level of support is really fantastic.
Yeah, so great security features in there, great kind of hybrid big data features in there with Polybase, mm-hmm. R integration,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I mean, that kind of ties into some of the other cloud stuff we're going to talk about in the BI sections, because SQL Data Warehouse and Polybase live and commingle together, and they all use one technology base, and it's really fantastic.
Okay. So in this video, we're going to learn and talk about
Stretch Database.
Stretch Database, an interesting feature in SQL Server 2016. What is Stretch Database?
So Stretch Database is a way to have one table that you see in your database.
Yep.
That is partially in Azure and partially in your on-premises environment, or maybe even in an Azure VM.
Yeah.
You can kind of go any way, but regular in-box SQL Server.
Yeah. So the source database, the source table, is either in an on-premises mm-hmm. SQL Server 2016 or an Azure VM.
Right.
And you're stretching that to Azure SQL Database.
It's a really great solution I know when I worked in healthcare for a while, we used to have to archive data forever.
Yep.
And a lot of vendors didn't build in archive modules into their software packages. So much like partitioning or compression to your queries, this feature is completely transparent.
Yeah. Well, which is awesome because you can really say, as a developer, even as a DBA, mm-hmm. right, it's like you said, it's completely transparent. My application doesn't care. You know, I execute a query. Mm-hmm. It doesn't care whether my data is on premises or in Azure. Mm-hmm. It just sees it wherever it's at. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's take a quick look at the feature. So
okay. The
first thing you'll notice is since my database is stretched, that icon for AdventureWorks DW 2016 CTP3,
yep.
get a new database icon. It shows the cloud.
Nice icon.
Yeah. So, and then additionally here under external resources and data sources, we have a Stretch Server DBM, mm-hmm. and this is a system-generated name because this is a new server that I created for this. And a server in SQL DB is just a logical container.
Yeah.
So you can put multiple databases there.
Now you can stretch to an existing server if you want. Right.
Right. So I could have pre-named this and not had such an ugly name.
But as part of the stretch process, you could say create a new server and create a database on that server.
Right. And it can be in any region you need it to be.
Yep.
We also have this dashboard that I have up here, and we can see that by task stretch. By selecting monitor from the stretch task at the mm-hmm. database level, and this is going to show us all the tasks that are stretched.
Okay.
All the tables that are stretched. So here currently I have two. They kind of look like the same table name, but they're really different. Page compressed, which is a built-in table, and I made a copy of that called stretch predicate.
Okay.
And here we show the number of eligible rows to be migrated, the number of local rows, and then the number of rows that are currently in Azure.
Okay, so that's a good way to get a visual. How much data do I have on premises? How much mm-hmm. data do I have in the cloud?
And by default, you're going to get an S3 service tier. I've changed that here to S0 from my portal side, so my subscription doesn't run out while we're doing the demo.
Can you change that during the process, or does it automatically create an S3 and you need to go back after the fact?
I think you can change it during the process.
Okay.
Yeah. So here, one of the interesting things about the pre-release version is we don't have the ability to put in a predicate in the GUI.
Okay.
So we have to use T-SQL, and as of CTP 3.2, we have to use this trace flag, 10,422. So here I create a function called function stretch predicate fact IT machine. I'd like to thank fellow MVP Nico Neugebauer for putting this on his blog.
yep.
You turn on the trace flag, and here I do an alter table, and I base that predicate on that date key. So that's going to, you know, take where date is less than 1/1/2009 and move that data into Azure.
Okay.
So next here, I'm going to run just a query, and this is kind of our typical warehouse query, looking for average sales and average quantity by product name.
Okay.
And I have the execution plan set up too. Make sure I do. And we can talk about this because this query is going to take about 20 seconds to run. It's a lot of data. One of the interesting things, so you can still connect and see this query. Your Azure SQL database is being backed up.
Okay.
The LSNs don't match your production database, your on-prem database currently, so you kind of have to do a side-by-side restore.
Okay.
I think that's probably coming in the future because it's talked about in books online.
Yep.
So having that ability to have one unified restore experience will be pretty handy. Thing is, with an archive, you shouldn't really be doing too much writing to it, so that's probably less of an issue.
Well, and the whole purpose of this was go, look, I've got historical data or cold data, so you're really not writing a whole, shouldn't be writing a whole lot to...
Right, you don't want a whole lot of queries against it.
Right.
So here we see, we have this operator, and it was actually 83% of our query cost. So our remote query, that's going to be... our query out to StretchDB, so it's going to go out there and return that. So a couple ways you can tune that: make sure everything's running all right on the SQL DB side.
Yep.
You can change your service level, potentially look at making sure your query is not consistently hitting that stretch table.
Right.
If you don't want to.
It should only be hitting that if you need to hit that stretch table.
Right.
Right. Okay. So. Right now. You really didn't have to do anything to the query to say, go here. The whole purpose of StretchDB is that the engine does that for you, figures out which data sits in the cloud.
Right, right? And remember, it's sending a query to that data that's in the cloud. So it's actually executing on your SQL DB.
Yep, yeah. So, yep, perfect. Okay, and so I'm sure we'll get to this, but data came back. 37 seconds, not bad. How many rows did it? 293 rows.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. How easy was it to set this up, actually?
It's about, well, really, if we go back and look at that DDL, once we have the data, the instance configured for StretchDB,
yep.
It's as simple as setting remote data archive on a table.
On a table.
And then adding a filter predicate.
Okay.
The setup, I did this morning. It took about 30 seconds.
Okay. And the filter predicate is that up there. So when you query, it's going to filter on that information.
Well, no, actually, that's what's going to spin that's what's going to tell SQL what to stretch into the cloud.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
Cool.
Awesome. Cool. All right. So great demo on StretchDB. So so in this module, we just talked about kind of the great features in SQL Server 2016.
Yeah. So when you take a look at this deck, you'll see an overview of kind of everything.
Yep.
When you get really interested in something else, take a look at some of the other modules, dive in a little deeper, and they'll cover that area specifically.
Yep. All right. So we've got a few more to go. So hey, everybody, thanks for watching, and dive into the training kit, and we'll see you in a minute.